You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The Veterans of Foreign War's Ohio Department is holding their midwinter conference this weekend. While hundreds of vets milled about the conference on the north side, so did a handful of people from a different profession, court stenographers. The Ohio Court Reporters Association has been volunteering to transcribe the oral histories of veterans for the Veterans History Project. While they sometimes do live interviews like today, President Kelly Linkowski says they also work off of recorded conversations, all in the service of history.
We need the searchable context for the text. So while there are videos and there are going to be the oral histories, to make it for researchers, for our history, to put it on the websites, we need the transcripts. And that's what we do every single day.
Linkowski says these stories need to be told from a first-person lens.
When you're watching a movie, it's the producer's story, or it's the journalist's story. Today we've interviewed people, and we had a couple that met while they were in the Army together, and they both gave their engagement story. And they were both two very different perspectives of the same story. So even when you're hearing from the different war and you talk to different veterans that were at different places there, each of them see it differently. And we need those stories.
Dan Faulkner, commander of the Veterans of Foreign War's Ohio Department, agrees.
When you use the word veteran, people think you're from some planet, some distant country. And what you find out is veterans are your school teacher, your postman, your parent. And what it does is it personalizes who the veteran is. People you might not think of as a veteran. You might think the guy that teaches school, just an ordinary guy, and you may find out later he has a Purple Heart, he has a Silver Star for being in war. And now it becomes something real, something you can realize that history is really about people, real people and their experiences.
And the interviews can provide an outlet for stories that are difficult to tell otherwise.
It is an irony that as a person, you're more apt to relate sometimes to a stranger than you would somebody you know. You know, you meet a guy in the military, one day you're talking, and you'll tell him your life story you might not tell one of your family members. And so for me, for example, my father was a World War II Navy veteran. I don't have any idea of all the things he did, because it was probably difficult for him to talk to me. But he may have talked to somebody he didn't know and provide that, and that's a history that I don't have but would like to have had.
And so you think this project can help with that?
I do. I think in the right setting, you're talking to people that care, they want to get your views. I think people are more apt to open up than they would not. And those experiences provide meaning into what you read. You know, you're reading books about great generals and great operations. What you need to read is what each individual veteran did and how those things affected them as people.
He says firsthand experiences are crucial for the historical record.
My wife's father, he liberated a concentration camp, and for all his life, never talked about it. That's a piece of personal, accurate, correct history that's never documented anywhere. So when people say, well, that didn't really happen, had he done that, that would have been a guy who was really there and really saw it. Not third party, second party, but first party. And we miss that. We need to document it.
Kelly Linkowski and the Ohio Court Reporters Association are on board. In 2020, they want to transcribe 100 veteran stories to add to the thousands already in the Library of Congress. After today, they'll have just 91 to go. This is 89.7 NPR News.